Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 165. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host of the show. Welcome back to another special Friday edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your questions. Every other weekday, I read health and fitness blogs to you like an audiobook. But on Fridays, I do something a little different. I answer your questions, the ones that you send in. Why should you even bother sending in a question to me? Well, my promise to you is that I will always, to the best of my knowledge, tell you the truth. As often as possible, I try and base my recommendations on evidence, meaning what does the research say? And usually I don't just reference one study, but what does most research say? Because that's what's really important. What do the well-designed studies say about your particular question? And if you want to know my credentials, definitely check out one of the other Friday shows where I explain all of the many letters behind my name. Now, if you want to send in your own question, you can call in. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Or you can send one in using your computer's microphone or even through an app. Just visit our website, oldpodcast.com, for more info. If you do send in a question, you'll be entered into a small raffle to win books from us. All right, let's hear from one of our listeners and start optimizing your life.
Hi, Dr. Neil. I have a question for you regarding the best ways to reduce inflammation in the body. I was recently diagnosed with an autoimmune disease, and I've already taken the steps to eliminate dairy, wheat, gluten, and any added sugars from my diet. But I'm curious about some other alternative therapies, such as maybe acupuncture, or Reiki, or therapeutic massage. And if you have any tips for ways to reduce systemic inflammation in addition to eliminating certain things from the diet. Thank you.
First, I must say, I'm sorry to hear about this diagnosis, but please know that I can relate. I was actually also diagnosed with an autoimmune disease about 20 years ago. In fact, another family member of mine also has an autoimmune disease. It's a different one than mine, but again, this is something that really hits close to home with me. Now, for those that aren't aware of what we mean by an autoimmune disease, basically we're talking about conditions where, for some reason, the body chooses to attack its own healthy cells. There are a number of autoimmune diseases, and they can affect really any part of the body. It could affect the skin, the brain, your nerves and muscles, your airway, the pancreas, the GI tract, and on and on and on. One of the problems with many autoimmune diseases is that we often don't know where they come from, whether it's caused by the environment, like pollution or our food or water supply, or the genes we inherit from our parents, or maybe a combination of the two. And many of these autoimmune diseases have no cure. Usually what happens is, for some reason, the person goes through a period where the condition kind of flares up. Basically, their symptoms start to appear. Then, eventually, for various reasons, the flare-up will go away, what's often called goes into remission. And again, this may happen spontaneously, or maybe because the doctor prescribes a medication, or maybe the individual changed their lifestyle in some way. Sometimes it could be a combination of all of that. But some practitioners do recommend alternative therapies like acupuncture, Reiki, and therapeutic massage to help reduce some of the symptoms or even help the disease go into remission. So I'm going to talk about these therapies, and also I'll discuss some other lifestyle changes that may lead to the condition going into remission again. So I'll talk a little bit about diet and exercise at the end. So I'm going to start by talking about Reiki. Just to be sure we're all on the same page, I want to explain what Reiki is all about. Reiki is often associated with Eastern traditions, and it's supposedly been around for over 2,000 years. It's been used as a treatment for a number of different conditions. Now, the individual who's practicing Reiki or delivering the therapy usually has the individual lie down in front of them and using a very soft touch or even no touch at all. Instead, the hands are kind of held just above the body. The practitioner uses vibrational energy to help relieve the patient's symptoms or heal them completely. Now, of course, the only way to really get at whether Reiki is truly helpful and not just people experiencing the placebo effect, we have to study it. Reiki actually has been studied as a treatment for some conditions like anxiety, depression, and pain relief. Unfortunately, there aren't any studies that I know of that looked at whether Reiki was helpful with autoimmune disease. But because those with autoimmune disease can experience anxiety, depression, and pain, I'm still going to talk about it. What I can say is that Reiki can be beneficial for those with these conditions. The evidence isn't very strong, but I'm willing to be more lenient with the data here. This is because Reiki is unlikely to cause harm. So while it hasn't been studied for those with autoimmune disease, I say it could be worth a shot for you to try it. Again, why am I okay with recommending something that hasn't been studied all that much? If you've listened to my other episodes, I've been much more of a stickler about having well-designed studies to back up my recommendations. So what gives? Well, here, because there's a very low risk for harm, I can be more lenient. But say, if you listen to the episode where I talk about working out on an empty stomach, I talk about how we don't have quality research to support this idea. And so I didn't recommend it. Now, this is because the consequences of working out on an empty stomach can be pretty severe. Someone could develop low blood sugar and pass out during the workout. That's pretty serious indeed. So here, with a therapy like Reiki that's highly unlikely to cause any harm to people, I can be more flexible. Personally, during one of my flare-ups, my aunt actually performed Reiki on me, and I know it relieved a lot of pain. Placebo effect? Very possibly. But I knew there was really no downside because Reiki is very, very unlikely to cause me any harm. With regards to acupuncture, again, the majority of the research looks at whether acupuncture can help reduce chronic pain as opposed to helping with an autoimmune disease. There are a small number of studies on specific autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis, and those results are inconclusive. This means we don't know if acupuncture will help or not. What's really odd about these studies is that they didn't measure any side effects of acupuncture therapy. And for me, without knowing the common side effects and how often they occur, it's hard to say whether I would recommend acupuncture. This is one of those cases where it may cause harm, and therefore, I would be cautious before recommending it. As far as massage therapy goes, there's, again, very little evidence as it relates to autoimmune disease specifically. Massage is a bit trickier, especially when it comes to some of the more fancy massages like lymph drainage treatments or deep tissue. There have been cases where deep tissue or even lymph drainage massages can actually cause a flare-up. Why might this be? Well, have you ever had a massage and then after the therapist says to you, okay, I want you to take it easy afterwards. It's normal to feel like you're coming down with something, so definitely hydrate and rest. This is because the body's immune system may begin to wake up after a massage like this. So for those with autoimmune disease, we don't want this to happen. We don't want the immune system to wake up. We already have this problem where our immune system is already hyperactive. So I would be very cautious here when it comes to using massage as a potential treatment for autoimmune disease. When it comes to other lifestyle choices, here are the ones that are supported by quite a bit of well-designed studies. Exercise. Moderate intensity cardiovascular activity, like walking at a moderate pace for 30 to 60 minutes at a time, most days of the week, has been shown to help reduce inflammation in the body and may prevent a flare-up. If you want to incorporate weight-bearing exercises like weightlifting, that's fine, just try not to overdo it. This is because if you begin to experience muscle soreness day after day, the immune system will wake up again and it's going to try and heal those muscles. We want our immune systems to stay asleep. Diet. There are a number of foods that have been shown to be beneficial for those with autoimmune disease. Believe it or not, there are actually a number of well-designed studies that have found whole grains to have anti-inflammatory properties. But of course, if you realize that whole grains tend to flare you up, stay away. Other foods that may lead to lower inflammation throughout the body would be beans and lentils, green leafy vegetables like spinach and kale, omega-3 fatty acids, and foods that contain turmeric. Now, with regards to foods that are rich in omega-3 fatty acids, marine sources tend to be the best for helping those with autoimmune disease. So fatty fish like salmon, mackerel, trout, herring, halibut, these are all great. Flaxseed, walnuts, soybeans, those are plant-based omega-3s, helpful but not as helpful as marine sources. Going back to turmeric, there have actually been a number of studies on the effects of turmeric and its role in preventing systemic inflammation and helping those with autoimmune disease achieve remission. Turmeric is that bright yellow spice that's often used in Eastern dishes, like curries. You can actually supplement with this spice as well, but you always want to be sure you do your research before buying a specific product. So in a nutshell, there are definitely some alternative therapies that may work for you. So some of those may be worth exploring.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thank you so much for your question. You're going to be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book from us. If you want to send in a question, come by our website, oldpodcast.com. While you're there, if you want to get some life tips from us, some free spreadsheet tools, and be entered into a raffle to win a book on the first of every month, enter your email address. It's totally free. It's a great way to show us that you like what you hear. You can also text in. Text the word Batman to the number 44222. And you'll be added to our newsletter and all of our raffles. Or again, just visit oldpodcast.com. Another week has gone by. Thank you so much for listening every day and all the way through each show. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you on Monday, as always, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.